So in the bid itself, it says, from Article 7.01, the following documents are submitted with and made condition of this bid. But yet in your letter, it says the instructions to bidders provided with the contract documents requires the bidder to provide the owner within 15 days. So which is it, 15 days or with?
That's the thing. The way the bid documents are set up, there's a little bit of ambiguity there, I guess. In the bid form, it says submit all these things with the bid. But the only one that it technically says required is the bid security, the bid bond, which they did have. And then you go to the instructions to bidders, and it says any additional information, including these things, any financial info, all these other items, have to be submitted within 15 days. I would say technically they were supposed to include it with the beginning, with the bid. At the same time, what wasn't included didn't affect the bid price or the bid in any way. If they wouldn't have included the bid bond or the list of subcontractors and suppliers, I'd have been more concerned about that, because that's something that could be changed. The list of references and the authority to do business.
So if we get sued, are you going to technically pay for all the lawsuits? Technically?
Technically, no.
Move to award bid number HDR 1002758 to Base Construction.
Documents that were not present was the reference, yep. References, and the authority to do business in the state, yep. Which that can be, you can go to the Secretary of State, so. Project references, what importance when you're opening the bids do you put to that?
I think Mike needs to say that the motion fails due to lack of second.
Oh,
before
sorry.
We continue on.
Yeah, we have a motion. I guess I could say some discussion. Do we need
to? We don't have a second. So you just need to say motion fails due to a lack of second.
Okay. Motion fails.
I will second it for discussion.
Well, we can remake the motion. I was just, before it goes on too far with discussion, that's what I was trying to.
Okay, I understand. I can second it for discussion.
Okay. All right, discussion.
Those two documents, like you said, the evidence of authority to do business in the state, that is a document I can get off Secretary of State's website. So that's, yes, they're supposed to include it, just listed as needing to be included. But it's a document I can, if they don't include it and there's concern about it, I can research it and find out whether they're authorized or not. The list of references, I mean, you know how references work. They're not going to include references that aren't good. So in a lot of ways, it's...
I think the problem is we have... Everybody that bid is a qualified,
yep.
Can do the job, no questions. I think everybody's qualified. The price amount was, between the two lowest bidders, was pretty small.
$21,000
on a $1.5 million project. So, the word that bothered me was, I was up in the air, honestly, until... You said technically, and after you said that,
well, and that's the thing. I'm not, we don't want to try to push this over on you guys, but when you sign a contract with this contractor, we're not on it. I mean, it's your contract with the contractor, so there's only so much I can do on this. It's up to you. They didn't include the two forms. They have since everything checked out. I think both companies could do the job fine. So it's,
why is there
really your decision?
So who created the bid that went out?
We didn't. And it is their standard.
So who created the ambiguity? You know what I'm trying to say.
These are EJCDC documents, which are nationwide organization. So, I'm not an attorney, but to me it almost seems like there's intentional ambiguity in there to cover this type of thing, where you guys have the right to waive any irregularities, you have the right to reject any and all bids. I mean, I think it's intentional.
We've already done that once. We're not doing that again.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to do that again.
I'd like to ask our purchasing agent if we have ever made an exception when a minor document was not included. Has the county, has this been done when it's a minor document?
The decision to
make an exception when a certain document is missing. It's usually based on when I act in the best interest of the county, and if it, you know, saving the county money, if it's a form that is requested in my bid instructions and I use the word may or should, then I can, in many instances, we've seen a missing W-9 or references that can be added to the bid package later after award. I would not reject or not make a recommendation for award to a low bidder based on either one of those documents being missing, and that has happened. However, in my instructions, when I use the term must, and for instance, signature page or initialing certain pages or must include the pricing correctly, if that's missing, then that bid is disqualified at the point that we open the bids. So does that answer your question?
The answer was yes, that I got from that.
Yes, it has happened.
$21,000.
Right.
I'm going to ask this question. Is we were given some documentation, and $21,000 of the people's money. Is either company putting money back into the economy of Taney County? If one receives a project or the other one receives a project, is that company putting money back into the economy of Taney County? That would help the commissioner consider that the people's receiving money.
Can I speak?
Oh, yeah, just come on up, and you're with...
I'm with Base. I'm the elder of Base. Yeah, we...
Well, real quick, before I don't know that we can ask that. I mean, I don't
you
know...
You don't know that? I was asking that because of the material we were given.
Right. I'm just saying, I don't know that...
Okay.
Would that be the same question as do they have facilities in the county, within the county, where taxes would be? I mean...
I don't know.
Can we ask that or not? I don't know either.
Okay.
Because we can ask them where their facilities are.
Yes. It's kind of like in a job interview. You can't ask them if they're married or if they have kids, but you can say, tell me about yourself. And then they can say whatever they want.
Right.
The reason I was asking was on the material we were given, but I certainly don't want to be.
I just don't know. Go ahead.
We are a local contractor. All of our staff lives locally. We live between Springfield and Branson. All 13 employees pay taxes here, not necessarily in this county, but our tax revenue comes into this county. Every single subcontractor we have is local. And I will say through this, Travis has done a really good job with this. He's done well. I've talked to him 20 times through emails, and he's answered every question great. But yes, we are local here. All our tax revenue stays here. All our subs are from here. Me and my wife and family live, 20 minutes from here. So yes, all of the tax dollars here stay here. So.
Did you say it was the representative of?
I think so. Are you, Preston?
Did you want to speak at all, or?
We have an office in Springfield, and I live in Springfield. Ourselves are local as well.
You said that in the documents, whenever you do a bid, if it says it must require blah, 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 if it doesn't have that, you automatically kick it out. Is that what you said?
Right. I reviewed this, and I don't see...
Well, I'm just asking. The following must. Documents are submitted with and made a condition of this bid. Is the word condition, does that not mean... It's conditional upon those documents to be presented to be a...
Yeah, in my opinion, no. If the word isn't required or mandatory...
Made a condition of this bid?
I don't see that as mandatory or required. I would, if it was my bid, I would recommend a low bidder. And that's my opinion.
Ask somebody else, then I didn't like your answer.
Well, 21,000 is, you know, what I live or die by, but you guys have overruled me before, you know.
But what happens, okay, so 21,000. And I'm not saying that this company would do that, so please don't, let's say they were to file a lawsuit, what's that going to cost us? Mm-hmm. A lot more than $21,000.
Under what grounds, sir? Yeah,
that's made a condition of this bid. And that he just said technically, and it's on the record. That's what I'm, I mean, there's my fears. Whenever the gentleman saying that recommends the bid says, technically we probably shouldn't do it.
I guess I didn't hear that. Technically we probably shouldn't do it.
Yeah. No, I mean, I don't know if I said that. I mean, in my opinion, yes, these documents, the way it was listed, should have been included with the bid. With that said, you have the right to waive any irregularities. I would call these irregularities that the way the bidding documents are set up, you can basically select whoever you want. I mean, it's intentionally set up that you have some flexibility there to do that.
We can select anybody we want based on lowest and best bid.
Yeah.
Right.
Regardless of the documents. So we have the ability to do that.
Yeah.
But whenever you specifically bring this to our attention, or it's brought to our attention, that's where we have to be careful and not...
I'm trying to look. The following documents are submitted with and made a condition of this bid. What's required is bid security. And following documents, list of proposed subcontractors, proposed suppliers, and references, evidence authority of business, and contractor's license number. So understand on the first day when they were open, what was missing was the references and the authority of business and state. What I'm looking at, what's required, is bid security.
Now, required bid security just means the required amount for the bid security. It's not saying that that is the only thing that's required.
Yeah, I mean, the bid security is 5% of the bid, so that number is different based on the bid.
Right.
So it's saying...
So the word required there has nothing to do with the overall... Okay.
Is this part of the bid? Bidder will sign and deliver the required number of counterparts of the agreement with the bonds and other documents required by the bidding requirements within 15 days after the date of the owner's notice of award.
That's after the bid.
That would have thrown me, you know, that would have thrown me into a gray area for sure.
Well, with that specific statement is after you award this to a contractor, I send them a notice of award that you guys have signed, and then they have 15 days to send back the agreements and the other bonds, payments and performance bonds. So that's kind of the next step. That part didn't really apply. But.
Okay. I misunderstood Mr. Erickson then on that. I thought that still gave him 15 days.
I did too, the way I read it.
Okay.
Yep, that was the way I interpreted
it. Based upon that,
But Travis just clarified that. So.
Okay. Okay, I think I'm through with my questions.
Again, just so you guys know, I think both are qualified. There's nothing we just have to do. I have to do what I think is right. So based on that, that's where my motion came from.
$21,000, and we have made exceptions. The commission has made exceptions before when it's a minor document.
I honestly, you'd have to give me specifics on that because I don't know when we've ever done that.
Well, it's because it didn't get to this point. I mean, it happens at the bid opening. That's you know, that's where this one would be disqualified, you know, and I would notify that vendor right away because he did,